AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There are no ICU beds remaining for critically ill children in Dallas County, Texas. And the county judge, Clay Jenkins, says new patients will either have to be flown elsewhere or wait for someone to die to get a bed. That's why he says he's imposed a mask mandate for the county, even though it defies Governor Greg Abbott's order against COVID mandates.
Every person needs to understand that the enemy is the virus. It's not each other.
Oregon's governor is deploying National Guard troops to help care for COVID patients in her state, while the governor of Mississippi says he understands why not everyone wants to get vaccinated.
The reality is there are risks associated with taking the vaccine. There are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
Governor Tate Reeves says he won't put mask mandates in place either. A Carnival cruise is heading back to Galveston, Texas from Belize. 27 people, mostly staff, tested positive for COVID-19. Carnival's issued a statement saying that it's managing a small number of positive cases with quarantines. The military says it is concerned about how quickly key Afghan cities have fallen to the Taliban.
We have noted with great concern the speed with which they have been moving.
A child has died today at a middle school in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Police say that a boy fatally shot a classmate. This is the first week of school. July has proven to be the hottest month on record on the planet ever. Our Ben Thomas reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the global average temperature was 62.07 degrees, edging records set in 2016 and tied the past 2 years.
More triple-digit heat for the Pacific Northwest today. Yesterday, Bellingham, Washington hit a record 100 degrees. This is AP News. The New York State Assembly will suspend its impeachment investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo once he steps down later this month.
Speaker Carl Hastie said in a statement that the Assembly Judiciary Committee had heard from its lawyers that it can impeach and remove an elected official no longer in office. Andrew Cuomo, who wanted a 14-day transition period, announced his resignation this past Tuesday over sexual harassment allegations, which he has denied. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police in Minneapolis say they will no longer stop motorists for minor traffic infractions like expired tags or an air freshener hanging from a mirror. The police chief says officers can better utilize time and resources. Critics say these low-level stops have led to racial disparities in the criminal justice system. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.